Now on Press TV, U.S. prosecutors say a white police officer who fatally shot a mentally ill black man in Milwaukee won't be charged because it was an act of self-defense. The officer shot the 31-year-old African-American 14 times. Now reacting to growing public anger, the Justice Department now says it will review the case. Iraqi Kurdish forces are clearing the northwestern town of Sinjar of ISIL militants and landmines. Now the Peshmerga are also evacuating thousands of Izzatis who've been trapped on Mount Sinjar since the ISIL captured the area back in August. The pro-government forces are now preparing to retake a strategic airport in Tal Afar. Amnesty International says Izzati girls and women enslaved by ISIL terrorists in Iraq are killing themselves in captivity to avoid rape and forced marriage. A new report by the UK-based rights group has revealed that girls as young as 12 are being enslaved and raped. Palestinian officials say the money promised by international donors for the reconstruction of the Gaza Strip has not yet been delivered. After Israel's 50-day war on the besieged enclave, international contributors including Qatar, the UAE, and Turkey pledged over $2.7 billion to help rebuild Gaza. But Palestine says it has yet to receive a penny. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is under fire after a damning report revealed that one in three Israeli children lives in poverty. A report based on several alternative surveys shows that more than 2,500,000 Israelis live below the poverty line, and more than 900,000 children are among them. In Libya, renewed heavy fighting between pro-government forces and militants has left at least 16 people dead. Government troops and forces loyal to former General Khalifa Haftar have been battling for weeks against militants who've taken control of much of Libya's second largest city of Benghazi, as well as the capital Tripoli. North Korea has condemned the UN Security Council's meeting on its human rights record, which ended with no decision. The U.S. had urged the body to refer Pyongyang to the International Criminal Court, but North Korea said the Security Council should investigate the CIA torture report instead. The ministers of the Collective Security Treaty Organization, a military alliance of six former Soviet Union states, are in Russia to discuss boosting their military cooperation. They've considered the creation of a CSTO Air Force and approved joint operational and combat training in 2015.